Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings, events of interest in our community. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Courtney Gertowski with CASEL. The Treasure Coast Agency strives to strengthen families and prevent child abuse. Their annual Stomp Out Child Abuse 5K Run Walk will take place on Saturday, April 26th at Met Stadium. April is National Child Abuse Prevention Month. Courtney, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you for having me.
CASEL stands for Child Abuse Services, Training and Life Enrichment. Give me a brief overview of how CASEL goes about preventing child abuse.
Our mission is to prevent child abuse and neglect through education and awareness. We offer different parenting classes. We offer in-home parenting classes. And then we also offer group parenting classes outside of the home.
And how do most of your clients, I don't know if that's the proper terminology, but how do most of the people that you serve, how do they come to you?
We get referrals from DCF. We get referrals from different agencies. And then some of those are court ordered. And then people can also refer themselves. So if somebody feels like they're in need of a parenting classes or some help, they can do a self-referral and we can help them out that way too.
What are some of the programs that you offer?
Our Safe Families program is an in-home parenting program. We offer the class for an hour. The parent educator comes into the home for up to a year. They work to find out what's going on in the home, and then they come up with a plan to best address the needs of that particular family, since we know every family is different.
And you also offer a program for children going through divorce.
Yes. We offer the High Hopes for Kids program, which is a program that's offered through the schools, and it focuses on getting the children through the aspect of divorce because obviously it's affecting them tremendously, and it lets them know that it's not their fault and they're with a group of children that are going through a similar experience as them.
And what are areas that people typically need help with?
Potty training, crying, and feeding are the top three reasons for abuse, and so all of those things can be prevented. So we work with parents on changing behavior issues, help them with potty training, feeding, all of those things.
Tell me about the memory field. I know it's been on tour throughout the Treasure Coast. It's now in St. Lucie County until the end of the month. This is an event that honors children that have actually died the previous year in Florida from child abuse, isn't it?
Yes. This year we have 122 flags. Each of them represents a child in the state of Florida that died to abuse or neglect. Our memory field started in Martin County and traveled throughout the Treasure Coast and Okeechobee County. And it is currently at our office location off of Midway and will be there throughout April, which is Child Abuse Prevention Month.
I'm speaking today with Courtney Gertowski with CASEL. Their 5K Stomp Out Child Abuse Run Walk will be taking place on Saturday, April 26th. At Met Stadium. Still looking for runners, walkers?
Yes, yes. I would encourage anyone to sign up. They can sign up at stompoutchildabuse.org. We are looking for runners and walkers and also volunteers for the event.
I've been speaking today with Courtney Gertowski with CASEL. We'll have contact information for CASEL as well as an archive of this interview on our website, WQCS.org. Courtney, thank you for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you.